I think into my 30s that I had really totally been self-absorbed. And maybe you have to be in a high-risk profession like this. But I just did not have room in my mind and in my emotions for a hell of a lot beyond me and my acting career. And it began to change, I think, when Chris was born, my son, who's now 37. And I began, before that, I was sort of fighting and clawing and trying to make a career in a high-risk profession, you know, and thinking so much about myself. But I've been awfully fortunate, very, very fortunate. Once the career started and began to take off, you know, it did it in a pretty big way and fairly fast, and it's had its ups and downs, but not to any great extreme.